We are back from recess, and at this time we have, if I'm not mistaken, postponed till this time three issues. Mr. Erickson, if you'll steer us back through what those three issues were that were up for bid this morning and your breakdown of those items.
Yes, thank you. The first item that we have to discuss is an award recommendation on our guardrail bid, which, as a reminder, the number is 201204-178. In perspective to those particular responses, we received two responses, and what we would like to recommend, and I'll have Mr. Hayes chime in here in just a second to offer a few details. The first company that responded was Highway Solutions, and they came in with a bid of $10,034.50. We would like to award them as primary vendor on that project with a stipulation, however, though, that we can designate James H. Drew, who submitted a bid of $13,452, roughly $3,400 higher, as a secondary for a couple of different reasons and certain circumstances that I'll allow Mr. Hayes to explain here now.
Part of the reason I'd like to include James H. Drew's company is they do have the capability of drilling holes in rock for guardrail installation, and on our terrain they frequently run into this situation. A year or two ago we put out a bid for this particular reason, because we had a section of guardrail that was weak because of rock, and the company that put the guardrail in didn't have that capability at the time it was installed. Well, we had to go back in and re-drill and replace all these posts. James H. Drew Company was the one company listed here that had that capability that gave us a good price to do that. At the time, I did call Highway Solutions. They didn't have that capability. They do have a price listed. As we've itemized that particular item out, they do have a price on here for that. And they are cheaper than Drew Company. So they've either acquired the ability to do that, or I'm hoping so. And that's kind of the reason I'd like to keep this one company, so if I don't want to run into that situation again where we get some unstable guardrail just because of our rock situation in this county along our road. So,
all right, I'm satisfied that I move that we award bid number 201204178 to, as a primary vendor, Highway Safety Solutions, and a secondary of J. H. Drew Corporation.
I'll second the motion.
Motion's been made and seconded to award the guardrail bid numbered 201204-178 as primary to Highway Safety Solutions and as secondary to James H. Drew Corporation. Discussion.
Is there a timing issue that's involved here, Randy? I know that we need to get part of that done.
Well, and that could also be part of the other reason. It depends. Drew Corporation, they do a lot of MoDOT work, and so I do have one project ready to go now, and if one company has a scheduling issue, I've always got a company to rely on. So
I think we need to note that based upon comments made from Mr. Hayes regarding rock drilling, that we are giving leeway to Road and Bridge to utilize secondary if that proves feasible. Further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen. The second item we're here to offer a recommendation on is the bid for a crane line body, which is 201-204-180. And just going off of the bid pricing responses that we received, we're recommending Krantz, which Mr. Hayes has the detail on that price, etc.
Krantz's price for this tool body was $30,880. And they were the cheaper of the...
So it's low bid.
By $6,000.
By $6,000.
Yeah. What's the full company name, Krantz?
How do you spell that?
K-R-A-N-Z Truck Equipment.
Okay. Motion to award bid number 201204-180 to Krantz Truck Equipment as low bidder.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to award crane line body bid number 201204-180 to Krantz Truck Equipment. The price of $30,880. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen. The last item that we have to deliver a recommendation on here this morning is the bid for a mobile screening plant, and that number is 201204-181. And based on all the information and responses that we have received and a thorough review therein, we are recommending an award to Van Keppel in Springfield. And Mr. Hayes has the details on that.
G.W. Van Keppel Company bid us a used mobile screen for the price of $80,575. He was the cheaper of the two bids. The other company submitted two different machines, one at 90-some thousand, the other one at 101,000. But this is the machine that meets the specs a lot more closely than even the other two machines.
Are they all the same size, Randy?
No, that's one issue with this other bid. The one machine is a little smaller than this one, and
so the Van Keppel machine is the largest.
No, this other guy did bid one equivalent, but it was about 20,000.
So the 101,000 that's the large capacity, like the Van Keppel KDS.
Right, has this basically the same capability. The other machine that this gentleman bid did not have that capability.
Any concerns about it being used or in what condition it is abused, Randy?
We actually went and looked at this machine, and I actually took a mechanic with me to look this thing over and actually listen to it and to actually run it and made sure everything was operational. There wasn't any issues with it, so we looked it over pretty thoroughly.
I got one question for Mr. Erickson. We bid it specifically saying new or used, correct?
Actually, used.
We actually bid it.
Yeah, new or used, but parenthetically, the preference was used in the bid spec.
Were these other two items used also?
Yes.
Oh, okay. That makes it a lot easier.
Is there any type of warranty with this?
The only thing that would be warranty would be a pump that is on the thing that they just replaced on it because one was leaking. That one would have a guarantee, but other than that, there's no express guarantee with it.
Okay. I know this is something, gentlemen, that we did not budget originally, but we have money in the budget to buy. This is going to save us money long term and help us, you know, sort through all these waste piles we've got at the shops and stuff. So with that, I'm going to move that we award bid number 201204-181 to Van Keppel in the amount of $80,575.
Second.
It's Motion's been made and seconded to award the bid for a mobile screening plan number 2012204181 to Van Keppel of Springfield, Missouri. Price of $80,575. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen.
That's all thank we you, have. By the way, for doing this in short order. We appreciate it.
It was our pleasure.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries.
Oh, Mr. Eric.